All right, welcome everybody. This is the New World Portal. It's June 26, 2023. And just a reminder, this Thursday is the fifth Thursday in the month, so we won't have a Q&A session then. It'll be the following weekend, the following Thursday. So today we're going to do really a reorientation, a positive reorientation for neurology, biology, psychology. We're going to get those three fields of information lined up with our higher timeline, with the core of that blue star in the center of that sphere, so that we can really start shifting our realities more easily, coherently, effortlessly. Yeah, we just want to really start to reorient all of this so that we can literally go where we would like to go and play where we would like to play. And in such a manner that we recognize and realize that we literally are one with all that is, ever has been, ever will be. We simply need to choose what that reference point is, what focal point we have in any given moment. So, okay, so let's step right into this. There we go. All right. Okay, so go ahead and create that blue star right in the center of your chest, right in the center of your heart space. See that clear sphere, as big as it wants to be. Please don't limit the size of that sphere. Your physical body can look like a dot in the center of that sphere, right? Again, depending on where we're placing our focus, that blue star can be predominant. The physical human body can be predominant. The sphere can be predominant. It's whichever you choose in any given moment, and we can flow and fluctuate from one to the other as well. So blue star at the center of the heart, physical body in the center of the sphere, sphere holding all that is, ever has been, ever will be, everything that's required, desired, the focal point of the moment is within that sphere. Okay, so, all right. So the very first thing we're going to hit here before we go into the neurology, biology, psychology is the conditioning, right? Again, the conditioning runs deep. And that conditioning has us paying attention to certain worlds, realities, dominions, domains, choice points. That conditioning is what has us recreating a more limited reality over and over and over again, right? It just, again, why? It doesn't serve us. It wasn't ours to belong to begin with. No sense just recreating someone else's limitations, right? So we're pulling forward, we're pulling toward that blue star. Everything that is someone else's conditioned reality, whether that came through the biology, through the lineage, through the DNA, through the imprinted quote-unquote nurturance being nurtured in a particular way or being patterned in a particular way. Drawing all that information toward that blue star in the center of your heart, pulling it from all that is, ever has been, ever will be, pulling it to the blue star, allowing that blue star to absorb, transmute, transform, burn up, zero out. There we go. Pull it all to the blue star. And just like something getting closer and closer to the sun, it's only going to get so close before it literally disintegrates. So allowing all that information, we're not afraid of that information. We're not afraid of that conditioning. We're literally intending, drawing that conditioning right out of all that is, ever has been, ever will be within us, and drawing it to that blue star so that it is completely zeroed out. There we go. Okay, go ahead and radiate that blue star back out through all that is, ever has been, ever will be. Again, that blue star is just searching for, looking for any remnants of other people's information, other people's limitations that no longer have to be ours. There we go. Just radiate it out. Keep going. Don't be afraid of how big that blue star within you actually can be. There we go. Okay, so let's go. Let's go into the neurological process. Again, the intention here is we're rewiring the neurological process to greater joy, greater sense of completion, a greater sense of awareness regarding what you are in truth. Yep, let all of that information come up to the surface within your human neurology, anything that prevents joy, coherence, truth of who you are, relationship to all that is, and in such a way that brings joy, brings ease, brings grace. All the indoctrinations, all the patterning, whether they be parental or religious or educational or authoritative or any of that, allow all that information to rise up in the neurology and again, draw it toward that blue star in the center of your chest. Draw it to the greater reality, the higher timeline of who and what you are in truth. Drawing it to it, drawing it to it. Yep. Again, let it dismantle, zero out, reorganize, reorient. There we go. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Okay, so one of the things I want you to notice is as you're drawing information from your neurological process, what a lot of you are showing me is that that information, that old information that no longer serves, is coming in toward you through a particular quadrant, you might say, within that sphere around you. It looks like it's kind of almost coming up and from the right-hand side. Let this information come in 360 degrees. Yep. Let your neurological process be 360 degrees. Let what's being flagged be 360 degrees. Let it pull in 360 degrees into that sphere. I mean, into that blue star at the center of your heart space. There we go. Yep. This way we're not just getting the information that is quote unquote known or perceived to be known. We're getting the information that has been hidden in the neurology as well. So pull it in 360 degrees. There we go. Kanjinjo is some to do you come in JJ as you get looking in my pull it in, pull it in, pull it in. Yep, zero out that information that no longer serves. Again, Jinjujuism, go ahead and radiate back out that blue star throughout that 360 degrees. Radiate that out through that sphere, through all that you are. And let that find any remaining information. Yep, radiate it out 360 degrees. There we go. So one of the things that can be a little trippy as we're starting to shift neurology, biology, psychology in this way is that a lot of the things that we've held as memory, honestly, just don't serve us. And sometimes that memory just disappears or zeroes out. Nobody is having a senior moment. Nobody is, you know, forgetting anything that is not productive to forget, right? There's a lot of information that we hold on to that we perceive as memory that just honestly has kept us looped into some historical patterning or conditioning that no longer gives us the freedom to move in the ways in which we would like to move. So if that memory kind of zeroes out as well or disappears, no worries, no concerns. Bring yourself right back to the current moment. What is it that you would like to choose right here, right now? Right? What is it that you would like to choose right here, right now? Okay, there we go. Ooh, there we go. Nice one. Okay. Kanjin Jinjo, Kamanju, Kamanju is Santa Kayukayushuanjurosim. Okay, let's go into our psychology. Again, we're reorienting joy, a sense of our interconnectedness with all things, our awakened state. An awareness, a conscious awareness of what we are in truth. Conscious awareness of the interconnectedness of all things and our place within all of that. So in our psychology, in our emotional field, there's so much junk here, it's not even funny. When you think about the collective emotional body right now and the degree of separation that is taking place in that collective emotional body, it has absolutely nothing to do with the reality of who we are in truth. All the emotional energy that has created separation in our own experience, again, down through the lineage, the way we were nurtured, the way we were educated or conditioned, all of the ways in which we were seeking protection from something that was perceived as external and never was external in the first place. And everywhere where that notion brings up a challenge, you might say, bringing all this information up out of the emotional body, all the information that's created separation. All the information that has prevented us from being fully present to what is in any given moment, not separate from it, one with it. Let all of that rise up out of the emotional body again, 360 degrees. 360 degrees around you. That which is known, that which is unknown. And draw all of that information of separation toward the blue star in the center of your heart space. Bring it toward the blue star and let that blue star in its great capacity to neutralize, to unify, to bring into the fold in a new way. Go ahead and keep breathing in that emotional body information. It was all always part of the whole. It got conditioned into separation. All the experiences, all the emotions, all the always part of the whole. And bringing all that information toward that blue star, letting that blue star zero out, neutralize what no longer serves. There we go. Breathe it right in. Yep. Let your great capacity, the great capacity of your totality, zero out what no longer reflects, represents, brings greater totality. Yeah, there we go. There we go. 360 degrees, inhaling it in towards that blue star. There you go. There you go. Genjinjoism. And now exhaling back out. It's like exhaling 360 degrees into the emotional body. Again, the emotional body is not in a location. So let's not limit the emotional body to a particular sector of that sphere. Let's broadcast out back through 360 degrees. There we go. That in-breath and that inhalation and exhalation alone represents a totality, a completeness, a wholeness. And enjoy you are absolutely spherical in nature, whole, total, complete. And we're just reorienting these bodies to that reality. Okay. So, all right. So something, hold on a second before we go into the physical body. So there's something coming down through on the left-hand side of your spheres, the left-hand side of the body. And Jinjo is something wants to be released. Information wants to be released from from, I'll say, maybe the feminine side. It's almost like that deep conditioning of the way in which we've been taught to move in a linear way through our lives, perceiving future, present, past, past, present, future, and ginger joys under the kyokuyum, and there's just other opportunities available, where all of those exist simultaneously. You can pull from the future as easily as you can pull from the past. It might be more challenging coming up here to pull from the past, however, because so much of the quote unquote past might be more challenging to pull even from the future. We're pulling from the sphere of our totality, right? Instead of pulling in any way from a linear perspective of that reality. And there's a release going on the left side of the body that's releasing that linear perspective. Yeah, it doesn't hold water. It doesn't hold true for the feminine. And ginger joy is something that holds all as whole, all as total, all as a capacity to birth the new. Yeah, but it all exists simultaneously. So whatever is coming from the left or perceived as the left, we're drawing that information into that blue star as well. In this case, it really literally does look, looks like it's being drawn from the left side of your sphere into the left side of that blue star. So as you're inhaling, it is coming from the left. As you're exhaling, it's going 360 degrees. Inhale it from the left this time, exhaling it out 360 degrees. And there we go. So if you're noticing that we're not putting something in a sphere and blue starring it outside of this sphere, you're correct. That phase of our development, you might say, is complete. We are complete. And therefore, everything can be reoriented, reorganized chosen again, refocused, intuited, intended, all within the sphere of our totality. With this great capacity to draw into, be present to, anything that is appearing as a separation, drawing it into a neutralized state, into a state of oneness, and exhaling it back out as a oneness. Okay, let's see. Alrighty. Okay, so if you're in the mentorship, we already were clearing some of these seals. I think we've done some of this in the past in the New World Portal as well. The seals that we're removing today are I'll say those seven seals that have kept us separated or perceived in separation from our higher timelines, the DNA, you might say, that understands wholeness, that understands totality. Whether you call that your galactic DNA, or the DNA of your embodied truth. Again, this is not out there somewhere. This is designed, coherent with, inhabited by your physical form. The way it appears is like seven emblems, seven stars, seven reference points that start at the third eye in Jinjukuk, and right at that level of the head, kind of circle the pineal gland in the center of the head. And so place those seven points right around the head at the level of the third eye, level of the temples, and little higher than the temples, all radiating into that pineal gland. Almost looks like there's a reorientation again, a decalcification process, an opening to a remembering of wholeness, totality, and oneness. Any debris, any static, any noise, any limitations that were created because those seven seals were locked up, closed, which then locked up the pineal gland and the way it interfaced with the physical body. Let's flag all that information. And on the in-breath, again, 360 degrees, we're drawing all that information into the blue star that we are, into the wholeness that we are, the totality, breathing it all in. Yep. Let that blue star, that oneness, zero it out. Whatever's being breathed into it, anything that was held in separation, Breathe into the totality of our being, exhaling out 360 degrees. Yeah, letting those rays of that blue star, if you will, kind of dismantle anything else that might be held in the totality. There we go. There's not a thing within us that we can't meet. There's not an aspect of us that can't be met in totality. And there are probably going to be all kinds of other information that shows up between now and next week that gives you the opportunity to draw it close, draw it into oneness, instead of attempting to hold it in separation, draw it into what you are in truth, so that it can be zeroed out, neutralized. Again, Jinjo and Jokam, in Jinjo is some Tiokam. There's just a joy to this. There's a simplicity, an ease, a joy. And Jinjo and Jo is Samtataka. As we naturally and organically step out of separation energy and into that unified reality. Yeah, just because it's time, not because we earned it or we, none of that, or we did something, you know, it's just time because we can, because it brings greater joy. And Jinjoism, just for the sake of it. Okay, let's see if there's anything else before we go into the biology, physiology. Okay, so something else here, one other piece. We'll get this again when we're in the physiology, but right again, kind of at the base of the skull, more on the right-hand side than the left, there's almost like this program running. It's like it just, it just feels like a hum, like a motor that has been kind of like just chugging along for eons of time. Just perpetuating separation that no longer can be held in separation. It seems to also impact, you know, that. The visual is like, you know, the human hamster wheel, you know, being on the human hamster wheel, just keep going. At some point, you know, that whole concept or idea that at some point, somewhere, we'll get someplace, somewhere. But again, that was all based on a kind of a linear reality that really doesn't exist in this spherical world. It can exist if you want to make it exist, because all things are available and open. It just doesn't have to exist. So that kind of hum, that perpetual motion toward something, which is ironic because from this spherical vantage point, it's a perpetual motion towards something that you already are. It's a getting to what already exists. And it's a deep, deep conditioning that impacts the way in which we have shouldered our reality. So that hamster wheel, that whirling sound, the tension down the side, the right side of the neck, down through the vagus nerve into the shoulder, Jinjuus, and go right down into the back of the heart space, Enga Jinjuus, Santa de Kyo Kamaisi, right to the back of the Jinjuus, right through the liver, through the back of the kidneys, all of the stressors and the strains and the Jinjuus separations that have been held just because we've been conditioned to that getting to what we already are. Yeah. Just because we've been conditioned to that hamster wheel. Let's pull all that wiring out. And as we loosen it up, pull it out as it's known to us now, we start allowing that almost like a gravitational pull from that blue star in the center of our heart space, pulling that energy toward anything that's now released, pulling it toward that blue star. Again, 360 degrees, we're pulling it to the blue star, zeroing it out, letting it be burned up, you might say, in the greater truth of the totality that we each are. And Jinjang and Jinjus, and it's interesting, a lot of this is coming from the right side. So again, if it is coming from the right side in your sphere, breathe it into that blue star. But when you exhale it back out, make sure to exhale it back out 360 degrees. It's almost like you're pulling in an old linear patterning of that hamster wheel, of that whirling sound. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep trying to get to something that you already are. Yep, so we'll pull in that whole right side and make sure as you exhale in that linear pattern, that you, as you inhale that linear pattern, you exhale it 360 degrees. 360 degrees. Everything's getting simplified here. There we go. All right, Ganjin Joan, done that, you seem to. Okay, so for those of you that it's a little bit more challenging to release that linear perspective, everywhere where there's fear, anxiety, concern, worry, whatever it is, separation energy, just give yourself permission to put that program, you might say, on autopilot. So that with every inhale, with every natural inhale and exhale, you're inhaling that into that blue star at the center and you're exhaling it back out 360 degrees. Let's make it so we don't have to, quote unquote, think about it. Because the moment we start thinking about it, we put it back into, or have the tendency to put it back into a separation energy. So let's choose an autopilot. Let's choose the spherical reality of drawing in separation in general and exhaling back out unity. Keep it really simple. And oh man, whew, geez. All right, start breathing, people. The heart's reorienting completely. Start reorienting. And Jinjinjinjuus and the heart. Yeah. Allow it to be unified. Allow it to not be in seeking mode. Allow it to be in receivership, receiving from the totality of its being, from what already exists within. And what already exists within is all that is, ever has been, ever will be. That all that is, ever has been, ever will be is connected to everyone else's all that is, ever has been, ever will be. Yeah, connected to the source of all. Just breathe, breathe, breathe. This is pretty deep reorientation. Breathe. There we go. Okay, so let's just ask the biology, the physiology, if there are anything in those fields that wants to support this reorientation. Anything in the biology or physiology that wants to be released so that that oneness, that totality can be felt as the form, not separate from form. Yep, there we go. Again, it's interesting. A lot of this is pulling out of the right side. Right side. There's a fundamental belief that somehow simply because we are in a body, that we are separated from our totality. I mean, talk about religious indoctrination, talk about the fundamental belief that we are somehow flawed or separated from our truth, from what we are in truth, simply because we are playing the human game, you might say, right now, because we're having this particular human experience. Everywhere where that lie no longer serves your full embodiment and the knowing, of the joy of that embodiment, maybe even the bliss of that embodiment, the fundamental truth of oneness as an embodiment. Let's draw all of that. Oh, there we go. Game over. Game over. All right. Draw all that information right into that blue star. Again, if it wants to draw in from a particular sector or half of your sphere, all well and good. Just make sure that as you exhale it back out, you exhale it out 360 degrees. Yeah. Inhale, exhale, 360 degrees. So the heart's going to feel this. The heart's going to recognize what the capacity, the heart's going to recognize the capacity that it holds as it references that blue star, as it acknowledges that that blue star exists. So anything as a last piece here that the heart would like to release into that blue star at the center of it, anything that that heart, it's so interesting because it's all inside, outside, we're losing the linear nature of things here altogether. So anywhere where that heart energy would like to release its separations into that blue star. Again, this time, whatever angle it wants to release it into, you might say, or from whatever angle, breathe it into that blue star, exhale it out 360 degrees. There we go. The body will be buzzing a little bit. The heart might be still racing a little bit. All well and good. just reorienting to this spherical reality. Jinjin Jungan Jinjua Santa the Kyokayam and Jua Saisim. Everything and anything can be pulled into that blue star. Everything and anything can be exhaled back out into the totality. And Jinjua Santa the Kominja Asikaikim. That blue star interconnects, interfaces with the blue star within all sentient consciousness. So what we do for ourselves, we do for the well-being of all. Okay, so one other piece here. If you feel like you need a little bit of grounding or stabilizing, again, you can always ask the earth for that connection to, that stabilizing with, no separation from. There we go. Yep, in any way that seems natural and organic to you to kind of get that sphere to find its balance. And then Dinjin Jojua, dropping chords, harmonizing with the planet. Dinjin Jojua, Ginjin. It's almost just watching a bubble kind of find its space, find its place in reference to all the other spheres. Yeah. That make up all that is, ever has been, ever will be. Okay, so nice deep inhale and exhale, everybody. There we go. So if you've drifted at all during this process, let's just go ahead and start wiggling fingers and toes. Stretching arms and legs. Rotate that neck, shrug your shoulders, keeping it nice and simple, inhales and exhales, inhaling separation, exhaling back to totality, yep. Jinjin Jokayam and Joa Santarikyam, three nice deep inhalations and exhalations, it's all going together now. And on that third exhale, we'll breathe our eyes open. There we go. And when you're ready, video. There you go. Yeah. Blue stars, spheres, totality, inside, outside, all becoming the same side. Yeah, it's amazing how these things go together over time. And ironically timeless. Yeah. All right. Anything else? Let's see. Yeah, as simple as an inhale and an exhale. All right. So I'll see you next week. Bye.